for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. 12 people are missing after a fishing vessel from the Chinese mainland collided with a tanker off Hong Kong early Thursday in international waters around 400 kilometers north of the Oki Islands in western Japan. Four of the 16 crew members on board the fishing vessel were rescued. The Japanese Coast Guard has set up a response unit and sent three patrol vessels to the area where the accident happened. The Chinese Consulate General in Osaka has sent a working group to the scene to help with that rescue. China and the United States have held their first law enforcement and cybersecurity dialogue, during which the two sides reached broad consensus on issues of terrorism, narcotics, cybersecurity, and immigration. The meeting was co-chaired by visiting Chinese State Councilor Guo Shengkun, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and Acting Secretary for Homeland Security Elaine Duke. The dialogue is one of four high-level discussions established during the Mar-a-Lago meeting between the Chinese and American presidents back in April. The two sides stressed the importance of bilateral cooperation in law enforcement and cybersecurity, acknowledging that they face common threats as well as interests in such areas. Hebei Province has launched a six-month campaign targeting pollution-related crime in order to improve the environment during the coming winter. The campaign targets crimes such as illegal disposal of dangerous waste, small polluting factories, and fabrication of monitoring data by companies with emissions. Illegal disposal of dangerous waste is one of the most common environmental crimes, accounting for more than 70% of environment-related criminal cases in the province. Tropical Storm Nate has left at least four people dead and nine missing, as well as extensive material damage in Nicaragua, as the country saw widespread flooding. Authorities say rescue operations are ongoing across Nicaragua as missing people reports continue to come in. All classes from kindergarten to university have been suspended in the country. Tropical Storm Nate was near the Honduran border on Thursday afternoon, but it's forecast to progress to become a hurricane by Saturday as it hits Cancun and moves into the Gulf of Mexico. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Nate is expected to strengthen into a Category 1 hurricane by the time it strikes the U.S. Gulf Coast on Sunday. U.S. officials say three U.S. Army Special Operations Commandos were killed on Wednesday and two others were wounded when they came under fire in southwest Niger. Spokeswoman Dana White confirmed the deaths at a Pentagon briefing. Other U.S. officials said the two wounded are now in stable condition. The officials said the commandos, who were Green Berets, were likely attacked by Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb militants. In a statement, U.S. Africa Command said the forces were with a joint U.S. and Nigerian patrol north of Niamey when they came under hostile fire. Saudi authorities said on Thursday that a terror cell linked to the Islamic State militant group has been busted in Riyadh. State security officials said in a statement that the operation, which was carried out in three locations, resulted in the deaths of two IS militants and the arrest of five others. The first militant blew himself up, while security forces killed the second one after he refused to surrender. Security forces also seized AK-47 rifles, live ammunition, and chemicals used to make explosives. Saudi Arabia has been fighting terrorism following a series of IS-claimed deadly blasts across the kingdom in recent years. The Nobel Prize for Literature for 2017 has been awarded to Kazuo Ishiguro. Ishiguro has been a full-time author ever since his first book, A Pale View of Hills, was published in 1982. Ishiguro was born on November 8th of 1954 in Nagasaki, Japan. The family moved to the United Kingdom when he was just 5 years old. In the late 1970s, he graduated in English and philosophy from the University of Kent and then went on to study creative writing at the University of East Anglia. Air China will increase flights on the Beijing-Islamabad-Karachi route from 4 flights a week to 7, starting from October 29th this year. Air China launched the route to Pakistan in October of 2016, starting with 3 flights per week. A manager with the airline says the increased flights will better serve the exchanges between China and Pakistan in trade and culture. Alibaba Group has signed a deal with the Pac-12 Conference, a collegiate athletic conference in the U.S. for game distribution in China. Alibaba will have the ability to stream 175 live Pac-12 events, including football and some NCAA games, annually across China. Distribution will be on platforms such as Youku Tudou. The Pac-12 has shown a commitment to expanding abroad, particularly in China. In 2015, it became the first U.S. sports league to host a regular season basketball game in China. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.